orders for consumer durables, a leading economic indicator, is going sideways.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
Consumer durables are products that have an expected usable life of more than 1 year, such as appliances, automobiles, TVs, etc. Demand for consumer durables is a bellwether of economic cycles. It reflects the level of consumer confidence in their own financial situation, since durable goods are usually higher-priced items. But before these products get to customers, they have to be produced, and before they are produced, they have to be ordered, making the new orders for consumer durables a leading indicator of the economy. This indicator started to drop a year before the recession of 2001 and lost close to 20% of its value during that recession. New orders dropped 6 months before the start of the Great Recession and lost almost half of its value during that one. During recessions, people reduce their purchases of durable goods more than other things because primarily these products are higher priced and people become a lot more concerned about money during periods of uncertainty and recession. And secondarily, because consumer durables last for a few years and people can extend their useful life by repairing them instead of buying new ones during economic recessions. Consumers become more cost sensitive during recessions for the simple reason that even if their personal finances have not suffered, they would know of others who have. And this reduces overall confidence. So demand for durable goods drops more than other things during recession. And during economic recoveries, demand for consumer durables rises, reflecting higher income and confidence levels as well as pent-up demand. And the longer the duration of the recession, the higher the level of the pent-up demand. Also, recoveries come with rising stock markets, which affect even those who do not own stocks, simply because it often paints such an exaggerated picture of the recovery. Before the Great Recession, new orders for consumer durables was at $36 billion per month. This number dropped to $22 billion during the recession, and it took until 2013 for the new orders to get back to $36 billion. By 2018, this indicator rose to $44 billion, which, interestingly enough, this number is equal to the inflation-adjusted value for this indicator in 2007, just before the start of the Great Recession. This indicator has been going sideways since the beginning of this year. The sideways movement of new orders for consumer durable goods, while not predicting a recession, it is definitely not indicating growth. New orders for all durable goods, consumer and business, however, has dropped significantly below its 2018 level. And new orders for capital goods are also below their 2018 level. All of these point to an increasing probability of an economic slowdown in the next 6 to 9 months. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.